Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hotman and Crowder, I tune in the bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hotman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that be bringing it along. I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder show. Boxed in with no options. I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes. I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone. I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
It's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
Bad bunny, da, da, ya, 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 da, 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 da.
That's our song, and there's Art God Savi on the lyrics. I guess put together the entire track, but he's running the board for us the last couple days. Our guy Marcos on 560, and as that song is playing, I'm banging on the window to 560 because his back is to us, yep. And I like to see him perform it live because he's not always in the studio, so I like to see him perform it. In fact, can you play that track one more time, our opening track, Steven? I want to see you perform this thing. In fact, you know what? I'm going to put this on Instagram. Hold on. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, Marcos.
We got fireworks or smoke or something. We need something.
We need something.
Y'all ready?
Yeah. Well, I want you to turn the monitors down in here and crank up the sound so I can put this on Instagram. Because if the microphones are on, then we won't be able to hear it. Well, here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you won't be able to see it till you see my Instagram. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Art God Savi performing.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you? The term pancake was copyrighted.
I need my fix Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hotman and Crowder, I tune in the bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hotman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that be bringing it along. I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder show. Boxed in with no options. I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes. I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone. I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
It's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus,
what's that was
up?
Excellent. All right. I'm going to post that. I'll post it on Instagram. It's Radio Mark Hawkman on Instagram and Art God Savi. What is your what's your Instagram, Marcos?
ArtGodSavii. Art God Savi at Instagram.
There you go.
A-R-T. Love his energy.
He's got energy for days, man.
Man, that boy.
Hope my phone will hold that video for a while before I get a chance to upload it and tag everybody. So I'm just turning my phone off. We're gonna have a little fun on this Friday. Friday is always fun on the Hawkman and Crowder program. Let me give you the code word. Start out the hour here. Start out the show here. Giving you a chance to win $1,000 every day, top of every hour. And this hour's code word is line, L-I-N-E. So you text the word LINE to 72881, and you're entered in the contest, and you might win $1,000. So do that right now. Text the word LINE to 72881, and you could be $1,000 richer. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Good luck. We lost our Robbie Double Dog Moneyline Parlay last night.
Are we 0-2?
We were 0-2, and we even said after we had Robbie on from the Tobin and Leroy show, you know, he sounds very confident, but, you know, he's living in an apartment with 17 other dudes, and I can't imagine that he wins a lot, and he didn't win a lot.
Very bad Wi-Fi.
Now, I will say.
Swag going to get you so far.
I will say the confidence level was there, the performance was not, but no fault of his on that first game, man. I don't know what Bruce Brown was doing last night. Now, I'm a University of Miami grad. I'm a University of Miami fan, so I always want to support the UM guys. What the hell was Bruce Brown doing last night? You've got KD on the court. You've got Kyrie on the court. What the hell is he doing trying to take over the game at the end?
One-hand floaters. Get Bruce. You know what? You're talking about UM. I'm a UF guy. I told Tebow to go sit your ass down,
right.
Get out the league.
Right.
We have to understand it, Hawk. Bruce Brown should not be taking shots when Kyrie and KD
and
are
Bruce
on the
Brown
court.
Had a decent first half, but that's fine. Know what your role is. Your role is not to do that at the end of the game when you got KD and Kyrie standing around.
Bruce, great first half. Now pass the ball to our all-stars.
Right.
Now, Bruce had me hot last
Oh,
night.
My God. Oh, did he have me hot. I was screaming on my couch because I thought we still had a chance at this double dog parlay, you know, because there was a chance that Brooklyn was going to win that game. We had it straight up. We weren't taking the points. We were taking it straight up. And so, and Solana, you lost too. You rarely come in on this stuff, but you went in and you lost last night too.
Yeah, I want to give Bruce Brown a piece of my mind too. I mean, there was a point where, you know, things were going for him. He was having a nice game. So I get the idea, right, that he's hyped up and he wants to make a play. But you're 0-3 already in the last 30 seconds. You were just hobbling up the court, got the ball, and immediately tried to do a floater over Brook Lopez, which makes no sense to me because when you're hurt, get the damn ball out of your hands. KD just scored 7 straight points and looked unstoppable.
Looked unstoppable. And that 7-point run, right? There were 2 twos and then a 3. He looked unstoppable.
He's not missing. He is not missing if you give him the ball. I don't know what they'll happen there. Hey, and Steve Nash, I know it's your first year in the NBA. Can you work out a better inbounds play?
Oh, goodness.
What the hell was that?
KD, run around circles. We're going to just get you the ball and see what happens.
Like, I mean, my God, man, do we sound like three guys that lost money on this game? Like, we're in Miami. Brian Flores spoke to the media today, and we're railing about Bruce Brown's last 30 seconds in a Brooklyn Nets game.
Bruce, give the ball up, Bruce.
Oh, my God. Funny as hell, man. He drove me crazy. All right. Let's get headlines here to start out the show. Headlines with the money-losing Alejandro Solana, who was at PT today, getting his physical therapy in.
Yeah, got a little PT.
Yeah.
Quad sets. Are you tired of that word, that phrase,
oh
quad
my God.
Sets? Yeah, I know.
I hate it.
He posted that on Instagram. If you want to see Solana doing some physical therapy, was it Alex M. Solana on Instagram?
If you want to see me doing PT. You want to see
right.
Doing PT?
I'm sorry,
yeah,
not physical therapy, because athletes call it PT. So
where did that go? Like, no,
I don't
know. No,
he made that up.
No, I know he made it up. Like, no, athletes don't sit around talking PT. I'm going to physical therapy. I'm injured.
At Alex M. Solana for some PT videos. All right, guys. These sports headlines, they're brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust an hour earlier. Tune in tonight at WSFL TV 39. So the final score, 86-83 yesterday. Brooklyn now leads 2-1. I mean, Milwaukee got their one game, right? Like,
yeah.
This series is going to end in 5, I feel like.
I mean, there were people writing, you know, this morning, oh, it's a series again. I'm like,
no.
I don't know about that. I guarantee you Bruce Brown's not going to do that again at the end of a game because they will run his ass out of Brooklyn.
You see KD's face?
I mean, it was crazy.
KD looked like, why?
Like, could you imagine if you're Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, but especially if you're Kevin Durant after those 7 points that he had just put up, if you're watching Bruce Brown now, he's going into the lane. He has no lift. He's doing little floaters. There's 9-foot trees all around him. That ball could have been swatted 80 times without it hitting the rim. I mean, I couldn't understand what I was watching.
Oh, it's Bruce.
And in the follow-up game last night, the Jazz beat the Clippers. Spida. Like, bro, he is legit, right? Like, this could be us watching some, a young guy take that next level into superstardom. 117-111 was the final score of that game. Utah leads 2-0.
I know y'all don't want to hear
it. I know who you're going to say.
Young D Wade.
Yep.
Yeah. Bro,
right?
Yeah. He looks 06. Like 06 yep. Young D Thought Wade stepping into his own.
Thing. Thought the same thing.
Spider special, man.
Yeah.
And it was funny because Doris, bro, you know I love Doris.
Yep.
She was like, they're doing a better job against him. Better job. This man dropped 19 in the first half. Better job. Yeah. They're just trying to slow him down. He's special.
And that's against Kawhi, too. Like, I know Kawhi gets switched off of him a lot, which is the game plan. But, like, anytime you have a guy doing what he's doing to a defense that is led by Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
Like, that's insane.
Right.
Yeah. And I tell you, Rudy Gobert, he got his Defensive Player of the Year trophy last night, and he showed it during that game. Because
yep.
him, Paul George, was terrified of that man.
Yep.
Stop. Should have been Bam, and we all know it. Don't give Rudy Gobert the Frenchman.
Bro.
The
Bro.
French. Allez, 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 Rudy. Get the hell out of here, Gobert.
I don't know what language he speaks, but that man is a defensive monster.
I saw someone tweet out, and this is not fair at all, but, hey, Rudy, thanks for bringing COVID to America. Here's a trophy.
That's not nice. He's not touching the mics anymore.
Hey, Rudy, thanks for bringing the plague here. Here's a trophy. Not right. That is not right. And I do not endorse those tweets.
We're all laughing, though.
I laugh to cover up the pain.
All right. Tonight, it's game 3 over in the A, Trae Young's spot. 7:30 p.m., the Hawks, they host the Sixers. Again, 7:30 p.m. on ESPN. Philly on the road, a 1.5-point favorite.
Somebody texts in, I'm a Heat fan. I had no money on the game, no interest at all. And I was wondering, what the F is Bruce Brown doing?
It really is.
It was mind-boggling.
Bro, I had some good games as a Dolphin. Game tied, 3 minutes left in the fourth. I was like, JT, go do something.
Right.
JT, make a play, big dog. Right. This is when you ball.
Right.
Like, hey, come on, man.
Crazy. And now you got Tobin. He wants to give Bruce Brown a street in front of the Watsco Center. All he needs is a failed restaurant, and Tobin will get right behind that.
One over here in Little Haiti or something.
The Nuggets and Suns, that's a 10 p.m. tip-off. Game 3 as well. That series shifts over to Denver. Denver at home, 1.5-point favorites, despite being down 0-2.
Yeah, found that line a little interesting.
Suns.
But difficult to play in Denver.
Yeah.
It is difficult to play in Denver.
Well, this damn MVP is not altitude. Playing MVP yeah. basketball right yeah. now.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, he's missing Jamal Murray. Like, no to doubt. Be fair, I mean, Jokic, I watched game 2 in its entirety, and Jokic played really – El Gordo, as Eduardo would call him. Jokic, like, he's doing all he can, but without Jamal Murray, the game plan is pretty simple now. Don't let Jokic go off. So it's not – it's, you know, it's up to Aaron Gordon now, who's getting into fights with Bay Crowder. So it's not as easy for the fat guy to do things without Jamal Murray. No. Last night – the Marlins.
Aaron Gordon gets on a little guy, and he beats the hell out of him. Anybody worth a damn guards him, he goes and stands in the corner. I was watching Aaron Gordon, man. I don't fan he jumps high.
Is that
as
the
an
book
athlete.
On him? That's
Bro,
the book on
that's
him?
The, you get a guy under 6'4 on him, he'll go tear his ass up. Anybody worth a damn, Aaron stands in the corner. I don't like his braids. I don't like braids. It's 2021. Lock up. Get some dreads. Lock them up.
His favorite word is switch. Yo, switch, switch. Come on. Get the switch.
You know what's up? That's what he wants. He wants to get him a point guard. He loves a point
just
guard.
Just keep switching until he ends up on the coach at some point. Switch. All of a sudden, he's standing there guarding Jeff Van Gundy, who's announcing the game. He finally got the switch he wanted.
He'll put that butt on him, though. He go back Van Gundy down.
That would be great. He switches all the way to Jeff Van Gundy.
Los Modelins, they beat the Rockies 11-4 last night. That second inning for the Fish last night was impressive. Three jacks, including a jazz dong.
Yeah.
I want to coin that. The jazz dong. 11-4 was the final score.
Like
they
that.
Take the series.
I wish I came up with that. That's a great home run term, the jazz dong.
You make a t-shirt.
The jazz dong.
Yeah. You know I love me some chisel now.
And you know I love me some jazz dong.
Can I get me a t-shirt? Huh? Don't put nothing on my t-shirt. Because
jazz dong,
you
man.
You got nasty.
Are we talking about Satchmo or are we talking about jazz chisel? All right, go ahead. Anything else, Solana?
Sounds like Louis Armstrong's nickname, jazz dong.
Well, that's Satchmo.
Yeah, Satchmo. He didn't get it. I got it.
Satchmo is Louis Armstrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. No, you never watched Life. I told you to watch the movie Life. You never watched Life.
Well,
that's
just live Life and you'll know Satchmo is Louis Armstrong. You don't have to watch Life. I mean, wake up.
No.
Who's at the boom
no
boom
the
boom
joke
tonight? Satchmo. Louis Armstrong.
Oh, man. Who's at the boom boom room?
No wonder the joke fell flat. You made the actual joke. Like, you made the actual joke that I was trying to
make. Right, you repeated my joke without knowing right. You had repeated my joke.
The Marlins begin
I'm
a three-game
like,
series.
Are we talking about Satchmo here? He's like, or Louis Armstrong, maybe.
Damn.
I loved that. I loved his reaction, though. I'm like, Satchmo is Louis Armstrong. He's like, huh, really? Huh.
Couldn't think of a lie fast enough. I knew that. I knew that.
That's not real jazz fans call him Louis Armstrong.
Tonight, Marlins begin a three-game series versus Atlanta at Lone Depot Park. Sandy is on the mound, 7:10 p.m. And your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy today in South Florida. Some spotted showers around.
No golf updates today?
We do have golf updates. We're running out of time here, but I guess I can sneak one in. It's brought to you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. This is from the Palmetto Championships at Congaree. Chesson Hadley, now atop the leaderboard, shot a 66 today. 11 under par on the tournament.
Hey, who did you think you were fooling when you said casually, oh, well, we're running out of time, but I'll sneak it in here. Who did you think you were fooling? Who do you think didn't know that you forgot to do the golf update?
No, I'm serious. I have it ready and everything. I had Chasen Hadley written down. Yeah. And they're running out of time.
You had it ready to go in the part where you went, this golf update is brought to you by...
I mean, I thought I played it off pretty well.
Not
though.
At
like,
all. Th- no, like, not at all.
Pretty well.
Not at all. Quick break. Vince Beagle from the Dolphins next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
What further instructions do you need? Honestly, take knife, slice cake, put on plate, take fork, make peace, put in mouth.
Hock and Crowder.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker, missed last season with a torn Achilles. Hopefully he's healed and can play a big role on the Dolphins defense this season. So I guess I'll start there, Vince. How is your health?
Hey, guys. First of all, thanks for having me on. The Achilles doing good every day, continues to improve, and overall feel blessed that I've had a great group of people rehabbing me with the Miami Dolphins, being able to stay here down in South Florida with Kyle and his team and Dave in the weight room. And I feel like I've been in a great situation to get myself to get back to 100%.
So Crowder here, how many surgeries have you had? How many?
17 knee surgeries, 4 ACLs, 2 microfractures, a bunch of meniscotomies. I had.
But you ever tear an Achilles?
Double Liz Frank, no. Both my thumbs reconstructed, shoulder surgery on both shoulders, but no Achilles. But I heard the Achilles is one of the most painful surgeries ever.
That's what I wanted to ask you, because our executive producer, Alejandro Solana, he's home right now in Kendall, laying in bed. He's connected via the microphone and the magic of computers, but he just had ACL surgery. He's only 27 years old, doesn't play any sports, but he had ACL surgery, so he's laid up. I'm around very unhealthy guys, including you, Vince. But what does a torn Achilles feel like? Because we all know where the Achilles is, and the notion of it tearing seems like it would be one of the most painful things on the planet.
Well, I think, you know, obviously any injury is painful. I'm sure, you know, Crowder could speak to this. You know, Liz Franks are painful. You know, ACLs are painful. You know, any injuries are painful, not just physically, but also emotionally, spiritually, and you name it. So, you know, I think one of the biggest things, you know, although it might have hurt physically, the biggest thing that I've really been able to take away from this whole injury process is really spin this and make it a positive. I've been able to spend more time with my wife. I've been able to grow spiritually. I've been able to really, you know, get different perspective in the game of football that I necessarily took for granted before. So, you know, although it was disappointment that I wasn't able to play last season, I'm a guy who's always a glass half full type of guy, and I'm going to take this injury and I'll make it a huge blessing. It's grown me as a man, and, you know, it just makes me more hungry for the 2021 season.
That's an excellent attitude to take with it, because like Solana is just eating cake in bed. Like he's not taking anything. He's just eating cake in bed. But I really want to know, what did the moment when you tore the Achilles, what did that feel like?
Well, it wasn't so much painful to me. It was more the, once you get surgery and then that healing process starts, that's actually more painful, just sitting in bed. When it first happened, it wasn't necessarily so painful. It was more actually, you know, post-surgery, gotcha, those things, you know, like, you know, you get opened up. But, you know, this is kind of my first serious injury. So, you know, I was this is my first time being on IR. But, you know, I've grown in a lot of areas. So I've used this idle time well to be able to grow in a lot of different areas of my life. And also being able to be at home with my daughter, who is just turned 2 years old, has been a huge blessing as well in all this as well.
And Vince, like Hawk just said, our producer Solana, he tore his ACL like a week and a half ago. His mother, I'm not joking, this is true, his mother still helps him to the bathroom. You tore your Achilles. Like, how many days did you need help to go to the bathroom? Because he's a week and a half in and he can't even stand up by himself.
Man, you guys are touching on some funny stuff, because you know what? When you get injured, man, it is so humbling. That's why I think football players, we get injuries, we sustain injuries. That's why I feel like football injuries, they have this certain, you know, you got your crazy guys out there, but we, you know, the core guys of who play in the NFL are humble guys, guys who really work hard and guys who are grounded. And I'll tell you what, when I had my injury, it definitely grounded me and it humbled me in a lot of ways. And sometimes that can be really beneficial for someone's development and their growth. You know, yeah, you're 100% right. It just things that you sometimes take for granted, like using the restroom, putting on clothes, walking around, taking your dog for a walk. You know, those are the things when you're, you know, first injured, right? You know, you're talking about the first few weeks out of injury. You know, those things you really get put in perspective and makes you really, truly blessed to be able to, you know, be, you know, have the body that you have and be able to do what you do and play the game of football.
But you were able to get yourself to the bathroom within a day, right? Our producer's extra week. You can say it, Vince. Yeah, you can say it.
I managed myself, but I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. I would not have been able to get through my injury if it wasn't for my lovely wife. So, you know, I took credit for being strong, but I'll tell you what. The true hero in all that was my beautiful wife, Sarah, who was able to really hold down the fort with my crazy daughter, who's in her crazy twos, dealing with me and injuries. It's really a cap off to my wife.
Vince Beagle is with us. So how was the vibe at Dolphins camp this week? Next week, mandatory, but how was the mood around the team and your teammates this week?
Man, I'll tell you what, it's just so awesome to get all the guys back. You know, it's such a special time in our lives to be able to, you know, go out there and compete every single day, being able to around guys who want to better themselves, being able to see the new rookies, being able to see the coaches face-to-face and run around out there. It's just good to have football back. It's that time of the year where it's fun again, and it's really, you know, you're able to work on your craft. You're able to work on some of those weaknesses, get back into football shape. So it's, you know, football is back upon us, and, you know, this is what we're getting paid to do, and this is what we love to do. So it's good to be back in football.
And Vince, we've had you on before. We talked about, I believe, you're a fifth generation cranberry farmer. I don't know if that's the right phrase.
Is that true?
I don't even
remember that.
Remember? Cranberry marsh.
That's true. That's right. You got a good memory, Crowder.
you've been on the cranberry marsh? Pick them, wash them. I don't know what the hell to do with a cranberry. You've been up there with the cranberries?
Man, I'll tell you what. I've been missing back home. So since my injury, I've stayed down here in South Florida, like I mentioned, to train in a rehab with the Miami Dolphins. So I've been, since my injury, I have been here since of September of last year. So I have not gone back to Wisconsin since. So I have been nose grind, just rehabbing and grinding every single day. So I have not had a chance to go back to the great state of Wisconsin, the great city of Wisconsin Rapids, where, you know, our family, we have had a cranberry farm and our family for over 100 years. So have not had the chance, but I'll tell you what, Carl, I'm excited. In about 2 weeks, I'm going back home to say hi to my family back there. And we're actually opening up a little family store there right on the marsh. It's going to be called Rooted in Red. And it'll be right on the marsh where we'll do like a little events. And I know my sister, my wife, and my mother are kind of heading that up, that business. So they're excited to finally kick it off.
How cool is that? All right. You got to send us some Rooted in Red paraphernalia. We can wear the shirt and eat some cranberries.
You know what? And actually, one of our best products is not cranberries, but it's actually some bees, some honey that comes from our marsh, because it takes bees to pollinate the cranberries. So we have all this honey from the bees. So we actually have some of your organic, I don't know if you call it organic, but it's farm fresh honey right there for you, bottle up in a jar for you guys that we sell as well.
Wow. Do you handle the bees? So you have them on the farm. Like, would you handle, I see the slides, I don't know, yeah, they slide out. Whatever they are, you know, would you do that?
When I was growing up, so thankfully my dad played college football, so he understood that, you know, our first job was to take care of our business when it came to school and to playing football, and then when we had time, you know, when we had some spare time, he would help on the marsh. But I haven't helped on the marsh since I was back in high school. So thankfully I was in college. I would come back home for spring, help out a little bit around the marsh, but I'm telling you, work. No, I haven't worked since high school, because think about it, you come home after a long day of working out practices. The last thing you want to do is go out, help out around the marsh, And my dad understood that. He knew that we wanted to be football players. My brother played with me at Wisconsin. So we were thankful enough to get both scholarships. But I'll tell you what, when I get back home, sometimes my dad kind of gives me an eye, like, you know, hey, I could use a little help on the mire. So I said, Pops, I'm on vacation right now.
Big as you are, I know you can carry some damn cranberries. Hey, is it okay? I need a jar. I need a jar of honey, Vince, because I keep it in the nightstand. I'm a happily married man, but I get after it. You keep a jar of honey in your nightstand at all?
You don't have to answer that, Vince.
Listen to me. I got the honey is in the kitchen cabinet, and I it's 100% the truth. My wife's the baker. She's controlling the honey. I got no honey in the nightstand, unfortunately.
sounds like when Vince goes home, the whole family's like, oh, here's the freeloader again. We're all busting our asses out on the farm and with the bees and in the marsh. This dude's got his feet up on the couch. Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker. I see on Twitter that you're into Bitcoin. You're a big Bitcoin proponent. Are you new to cryptocurrency, or have you been invested in it for a while?
You know what? I have been in the last year, but I've really started to become vocalized in the Bitcoin in the last, call it, you know, 6 months, 7 months. So, I, you know, it's been fun for me. You know, like we talked about, you know, growing in different areas, and that's one thing area that I've really grown in is kind of really getting hold of my finances, and Bitcoin's a part of that. So, I really feel passionate about it. I've really connected with some unbelievable people in the space. One of them being Russell Okung, the offensive lineman. Who actually is going to have part of a signing bonus in Bitcoin. So I think Bitcoin's really pretty early. And I think one thing that's cool to talk about some of the players around the locker room is, you know, there's, you know, a lot of guys are excited about it. They're interested in about it. And I think it's really, really early, and we're still scratching the surface on what Bitcoin can really hold for athletes as well.
Are there any other cryptocurrencies that you're involved in, or just Bitcoin?
I really dabble in a little bit of everything. I mean, mostly Bitcoin, but I also have, for your crypto listeners, I got some Ethereum. I have some Cardano, Polygon, Solana, VeChain. So most, I would say 95% Bitcoin, but I have a little bit of other stuff.
I love that that's our producer's name, Solana. And I own Ethereum for a long time. I was in on Ethereum a long time ago. But Solana is one that I've been keeping my eye on. That's our producer's name, Solana. But it's had a nice little ride lately.
It has. It's had a great little ride so far. And obviously the market's down a little bit with Bitcoin being down. But it's just been fun for me to kind of really explore a different avenue that I really haven't gone down before. You know, you have that idle time. Players, you know, can go to a dark place sometimes when it comes to recovery. And then some players can use their energy to really explore a different avenue in a different space. And I had that chance with my injury to, you know, obviously explore that space, but also staying. I was with a team, or, you know, training and rehabbing. So, you know, having that idle time to be able to grow in different areas is, I think, is really important for athletes and for people as well, you know, who have that idle time to be able to take advantage of it.
Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker, mandatory camp next week. We will speak with you soon, my friend. Thank you for making time for us.
Guys, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys, and you guys have a wonderful day, man. Thanks for having me on.
We shall try. There you go, Vince Beagle. We went long there, and I could have gone longer too, because I would have gone down the cranberry farm route.
No.
And Wisconsin. I had all my A&W and cheese curd questions ready to go, but I knew cheese curd.
You
knew
coming.
That was coming,
oh,
right?
Goodness.
From Paul Crist on down. Anyone from Wisconsin is going to get the cheese curd question.
We'll get him back on. We'll get Vince.
All
back
right,
on.
Quick break. Then more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we have to talk about this. We have to talk about the elephant in the room.
What's that?
Did you watch Dwayne Wade's The Cube? Solana texted us last night. He's like, hey, it's on. It's on.
Yeah.
And what a weird time to debut it during the NBA playoffs while the game is going on. So I thought that was strange. Yeah. But I had seen all these commercials, and yesterday I was accused of hating on D-Wade, really, for a couple of days, because all I did was ask the question, should we still name a boulevard for him now that he's, I mean, he's gone. But regardless, it wasn't, like, I love Dwayne Wade, and I'm a huge fan, and that's always going to be my favorite Miami athlete, really, because I didn't live down here when Dan Marino played, yeah. You know, for the most part, like the heyday of Marino. So I turn on The Cube. Did you turn it on, Crowder?
No.
Okay. Solana, you turned it on, right?
Watch the whole thing.
Watch the whole thing. God bless you. You have more tolerance than I do. Steven, did you watch The Cube last night?
Well, no, because I thought they premiered that show already. I saw, like,
right,
a week
there
ago.
Were people. I know, but last night was season one, episode one. Like, I don't know if it was a. Because he was doing a lot of social media yesterday.
He was, like, promoting it like crazy. Said,
like, he had Zach LaVine Instagramming it. So I think last night was the official debut.
Because he tweeted yesterday morning, woke up at 5 a.m. like
yes.
The kid's first day at school.
Right.
Excited
yes.
to be there, blah, blah, blah.
Well, when
yeah.
they when they premiered it like a week ago, I saw like one segment and I was like, all right, I'm out.
Marcos, did you watch The Cube last night?
See, I thought it was The Cube in. I watched the wrong thing.
It's the wrong thing.
Everyone's doing bits. I love it. I love it. And I'll tell you the funny thing about Marcos, too. When Jimmy's back there, Jimmy will turn around. Marcos
yeah, nope.
very comfortable giving you the back of his yeah. head, and he's forging ahead with his bits.
Gotta watch
man.
This turkey game, man.
Locked in.
He's locked in to the Hockman and Crowder show. So, Solana, what did you think? What was your – because I've been accused of hating on
first.
D-Wade the last couple of days.
First.
No, I'm curious what your opinion is.
No, I mean, there's room for improvement, certainly. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. And let's be real. It was a bad show. I'll say it. I'll be the one to do it. It was a bad show.
It
wasn't entertaining. The
so
games
bad.
Itself weren't fun.
They
weren't
should
fun.
Take down his jersey from the rafters. Forget about the damn boulevard. This dude should lose his jersey in the rafters for how bad this game show is.
Because social media was destroying.
Was it? I didn't look.
Oh, my goodness. They were destroying. What's so bad about it? Like, the games are supposed to be what you want to watch. Like
right.
him. Like, how, why
these
was
games,
he so bad?
Unless I got this wrong, Solana, correct me if I'm wrong. I felt like the games were games that you would find at a middle school carnival. I'm not
yeah.
kidding you, right? Was it?
Yeah.
It was. Put a ball in a hole. You think that I'm making this
up? Put a ball in a hole.
Solana, was there a game, put a ball in a hole?
That was the first game.
Not only was it the first game, they replay that game later on.
And
later
it's
on, it's the exact same game.
And they try to make it like there's tension. They slow it down. They do these 360-degree angles. And then, like, they go to a commercial as if you're, like, it's the final ball trying to go in the hole. It's so slow moving, and there's no drama.
And Dwayne Wade was not, like, compelling.
Like, no, like jokes, punchlines, like, was, like, did he have a character of a funny guy?
He tried to have some personality. I mean,
the black dude on Let's Make a Deal.
Wayne Brady?
Wayne Brady has his, he sets himself up right, for a punchline. Right. He calls people. He'll have jokes on their clothes. He'll have jokes on where they're from.
Right. Here's the difference, though. Wayne Brady is a professional comedian.
Yeah.
So he's attuned to that. Dwayne Wade, who has great personality, he jumps off the screen. But this is a game show. You know, you're recording it to look live. And because you can't fix it, and so you have to be quick and on your feet. And that's not his wheelhouse right now. Not to say that it won't be one day. So it was, like, slow, and there wasn't any interest in these carnival games from middle school. That was the thing that I had. Like, Shalana, didn't you expect something to happen in the cube greater than what happened in the cube?
The first game that we're talking about, I was already like, I mean, this is what you're debuting your
right,
show with.
Right.
Like putting a ball in a circle.
Right. And, I was like, this is the game that, like, this is the game that's going to grab me for
right,
the rest
right.
of the series?
I will say, though, Hawk, you kind of downplayed the 360 motion, because if there was one cool thing about the show, that drone that goes around the cube, it was cool. That drone was pretty cool. The 360 views
right.
around.
I have to give it
credit where it's due.
Right, but it was watching, again, my kid's middle school carnival filmed as The Matrix. It doesn't
right.
make it any
right.
more interesting. It's still the middle school carnival, so you're kind of wasting The Matrix on it.
Let me ask.
And the cube isn't funny. The cube itself, like,
cube. Someone shut the cube up. So the cube is this is this electronically altered voice, you know, and the cube has personality and one-liners.
Oh.
And it was interminable. The
it's
cube.
Like if. Like, it's like if they grabbed, they wanted to recreate, what's the show with Howie Mandel, and there's boxes
right, Deal or
everywhere.
No Deal.
Deal or No Deal,
yeah.
And the banker is
right.
always like this very
right.
funny, sly guy.
Right. right.
It's like if I was the cube.
No,
like,
Ryan McGuire was the cube. That's what
right.
it was like. If it was you as the cube, at least there would be something.
But
it was painful.
Well, if they're inside, like... Does the cube add something to, like, why are they inside a box doing the
I don't
events?
Know. Could you figure that? Like, I thought at some point locusts or snakes or something. Like,
that's
like,
what I thought.
Right. Like, you're
something
stuck
needed to
in
be contained.
Cube.
Yeah.
Was there any reason that that had to be taking place in a cube, Solana?
Well, the show's called The Cube, Hawk.
No, I understand. But the cube.
I don't know.
If that game didn't take place in the cube, like, the second game was Frogger. But it was Frogger with bad graphics. It was just a line, and you had to hit the button to move the line forward, but not get run over by the other lines that are going that way. Am I lying, Solana? That it was the worst video game. You watched them play a video game on the ground. Am I lying?
He just walked into the cube and then pushed a button, and the graphics were on the ground. That's
but
it.
There were like no graphics. They were lines. Like,
right,
they weren't graphics.
Just...
They were lines.
Right, right.
This Could it be called the pyramid if the glass was
absolutely.
Shaped different?
Absolutely.
That's what the cube
right.
is what's throwing me off.
It had, there was nothing.
There's nothing to the cube.
Nothing
like,
to the
it
cube.
It doesn't fill up with water.
Nope. There's nothing to the cube.
How did they get in there?
So now I will ask you again, Solana. Does Dwayne Wade deserve a boulevard in front of the FTX arena?
He swung me. He does not. He does not. After an hour of the cube.
So you really watched that
out.
For an entire hour? Because I called my son into the room. He was playing video games with his friends. I'm like, you got to come watch this. Dwayne Wade's game show. And he watched. And he kept looking at me like something's wrong here. Like, no, I'm not kidding you. I'm like, I don't know, bro. Like, because I had the same feeling. I'm like, what's happening here? Like, what? How is this possibly the end result of what they thought this was going to be? And then after a segment, and they cut to commercial right as this final ball might go. But it's the most when I tell you it's a dude placing a ball in a hole. There's nothing more to it than that. And they cut to commercial as if it's, you know, oh, my God. And he bolted.
My kid was like, he goes, let me know what happens. I go, I'm not going to let you know what happens because I'm going to watch the basketball game. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
So if the ball doesn't hit the right hole, do killer bees come out?
That's like, the thing.
I need more to this box.
This, my right hand to God, one of the contests, I watched too much of this last night. One of the contests, because it's a husband and a wife that compete in the cube.
Both of them together.
Great story, Crowder.
So what was this guy a basketball player? Because he was Dwayne Wade's size, and he was talking about playing ball.
Yeah, they both play basketball. I think he had played basketball, I don't know if professionally, but at the collegiate level. And now they own a gym together in the project somewhere in Texas. So, you know, the whole story, and I guess it made sense to bring out the basketball players with D. Wade, and the whole story was how they were going to use the money from them winning in the cube to help fund their basketball gym and give more kids an opportunity this summer to play basketball.
Because Dwayne Wade had tweeted out during the game, what's the most difficult thing about the cube so far? And my answer was staying awake. But I don't think that was an actual cube contest. That was just the most difficult thing for me. But so they have this husband and wife. This, my right hand to God, this is what you're watching. This is what you're watching. There's like very little music and there's not a lot of banter. And the game is you each get a ball. You know which game I'm talking about here, Solana, right?
Yeah, of course.
You each get a ball. There's like a square whiteboard that the wife is looking at. There's a square whiteboard that the husband is looking at. They have to throw the ball, and it's got to hit their boards at the exact same time. That's the contest. And they have seven lives to do this. And so they talk about it. They go, okay, this is real time. All right, baby, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, and then we'll throw it. And she's like, okay, are you going to throw fast or soft or medium? All right, well, I'm going to throw medium. All right, are you going to do 1, 2, 3 throw or 1, 2, 3 and then we throw? All right, I'll do just 1, 2, 3 and then we throw. Okay, and we said medium. Okay, we're going to go medium. This is real time. They throw it.
Do you hear them? Do you hear them discussing
technique? Yeah. But that's it. That's all you hear. And then they throw it, and it's, you know, a half of a millisecond off.
Yeah.
And so now they've got to try again, but now they got to huddle up again. All right, you were about a half a millisecond slower, so here's what you need to do. I want you to follow through a little bit more on this. Like, it was mind-numbing. It was mind-numbing. I couldn't believe this. And why did that have to take place in the cube?
That's my thing. I don't understand what the box is for.
I defy anyone to watch this for an hour. And that's how Solana ended up in bed.
That's what it was.
It wasn't the ACL. He watched the cube.
Can't even stand up.
4 o'clock hour is coming up here in a moment. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Cerveza, cerveza, cerveza.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I know we're starting the hour a couple minutes late, but I could not stop my breakdown of the cube. I thought it necessitated us going a little overtime.
A bunch of people said that our conversation was better than the whole show.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the texts. I mean, some people have seen it, obviously. Somebody texts in, I fell asleep twice, the first airing, and then I said, all right, I'll watch it on the second airing, fell asleep again. Somebody says, I thought it was 9 lives to win 7 games. I said 7 lives. Yeah, that's it. It was like that. Okay, maybe. I don't know. I just couldn't believe what I was watching.
It's like, who cares?
Yeah, I just couldn't believe what I was watching. Somebody else texts in, why do I feel Hawk's criticism of the Cube is going to lead into Dwayne Wade's failed restaurant?
Hey, man. 800 right. degrees has delicious pizza.
Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, last night, nobody at the Solana family was happy with me because I set that up, Hawk, as, hey, new game show, D. Wade's the host,
totally
my family loves
you.
Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
And I set it up as, this is our new show. We've been looking for a show that all of us can watch, all of us can enjoy. My dad was really upset with me. My mom didn't understand the show, like you didn't. And, you know, to be quite honest, I'd rather go get food poisoning at Dwayne Wade's failed restaurant than watch
Come
that show
on.
Again.
I'd rather have an accident on Dwayne Wade Boulevard than have to watch that show again. Let me give the code word here. Let me give the code word. I forgot. We're giving you a chance to win $1,000. We do it at the top of every hour. We'll have another code word for you in the 5 o'clock hour. This hour's word is beam, B-E-A-M, like Jim Beam. Text BEAM, B-E-A-M, to 72881. I know exactly what Solana's saying because, you know, my son is 17 and my wife and I, like, will like a show, but we like every now and then a family show. Cobra Kai is that for us. We love getting together. We all sit on the couch. We watch Cobra Kai. We really like it. My son and I are watching Loki together on, Disney Plus, I think. But that's not my wife's cup of tea. So you're, like, looking for shows that are family shows. And had I known, like, Solana didn't text till like a minute before the show started or right as it was starting. But I would have set that up last night, Solana, as a family show. I totally get what you're saying. Like, that seems like, oh, we love Dwayne Wade. We've all grown up or watched him, you know, as we've lived here for however many years. And now he's hosting a game show and summer game shows are always fun. Yeah. And so, yeah, I totally see how you could set that up. And then after the first game, you're like, what is happening here? This is hard to watch.
What? But it sounds to me, and I didn't watch it. People that didn't hear last night, I didn't watch it. I was watching basketball the whole night. Did the Cube fail Wade? Because it seems like there was no chance for Wade to be successful.
Yes, I would say the Cube failed Wade, and Wade also didn't do any favors to the Cube.
So just
I think it was symbiotic because from what I've read, I believe this is a very popular game show overseas. So something didn't work in the translation.
Yeah, because Dwayne Wade just like he was just asking questions in between the games and what are you going to do different? Why did you fail?
Yeah.
Why did you fail? And it's not that he was bad, but he really wasn't good. Like I don't want to trash D. Wade. I love Dwayne Wade, but he wasn't good. He just wasn't. But the game show sucked, to be fair.
Listen, like I said, I brought up Tebow earlier. We were talking about, you know, some UM guy or whatever. Like, loved him playing college football.
Bruce Brown. We were talking
Bruce
about
Brown.
Bruce
there
Brown.
There we go. This damn Bruce Brown. Shoot, now I'm mad at him again. Tebow loved him. I think he's the best college quarterback of all time. Like, 2 national championships. He got to the NFL, and I had to admit, this dude's terrible at quarterback in the NFL. Then he went to baseball. Like, I had to take it. I had to take my fandom away. Wade should not try to analyze a game of throw the ball against the wall. You have to be funny.
You have to be
charismatic.
You have to be witty.
Yes.
You need, if the game is going to be that slow, which it obviously is, you need somebody that's going to interject witty repartee. And he was, as Solana just said, saying, so what do you think you'll do different on this? Literally, on this throw, what do you think you'll do different? And it's like, who gives a bleep? I mean, who gives a bleep? Now I don't even want him to come in for the street naming ceremony because this guy's boring. No, stop it.
Maybe we get Wade Jones to do it.
How dare you?
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, bro, here you go.
Hawk and Crowder.
Go, a little Houdini to wrap up the week.
Good week.
Good week.
Funny.
Good week.
It was a funny week, man.
It was a fun week back in the studios. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and it is brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And in about 12 minutes, you'll get Ticket Rewind on 790 The Ticket. And you will get Joe Rewind. That's funny. You know what? At the top of this hour, I said, does anybody use the word rewind anymore? I use it every day.
We do.
I use the damn word every single day.
Yeah.
Ticket Rewind coming up at 6 o'clock. Joe Rewind coming up at 6 o'clock on 560 QAM. Dan Day will host both of them through the magic of radio. I told you earlier that one of your favorite movies, Napoleon Dynamite, was released today in theaters. Mm-hmm. A lot of great movies released on this date. On this day in 1982, E.T. was released to theaters. Can't get your family to be quiet when you're on the radio, Solana?
I forgot to close the door. Go on.
You know what? Have a great weekend. We don't, honestly.
All right.
Take off 11 minutes early. I mean, this guy is so casual about being on the radio. Couldn't even close the door for the final segment and couldn't yell, hey, I got one more segment. Can you guys keep it down out there?
You want me to cut off his mic?
Yeah, totally cut off his mic. Have a great weekend, Solana. We'll see. No. I still hear it on. No, turn it off. I'm not joking around. He can listen like the rest of the listeners.
Text him. We're still meeting at Wynwood. Might have hurt his feelings.
Actually, he's got a party at his house. It wasn't even that he closed the door. He's got a party going on. He just didn't invite me.
And never invites us.
On this day, E.T. was released in theaters. On this day in 1986, Ferris Bueller's Day Off was released to theaters. This day in 1993, Jurassic Park was released to theaters. That first Jurassic Park is so good.
But you're a hater.
All-time banger.
But you hate on the other ones, though, don't you?
I didn't mind the first two. Then it just became silly. Then it was just like, I mean, it's the same thing over
and over. You don't like Jurassic World?
I like it. Again, don't get me wrong. Any Jurassic Park movie comes out, I'm going to go see it. And if it's at an IMAX, I'm going to see it at the IMAX. Like, visually stunning. The sound is always amazing. But the stories just got so weak. It was really just like, hey, come look at these cool dinosaurs we made on film, and we'll try to wrap some story around it. The first one was great, though. Yeah.
Jurassic World, they were just making up dinosaurs.
And on this day in 2010, Karate Kid, the remake with Will Smith's son, that was released to theaters.
Terrible.
First, the original was great.
Yeah, real Daniel's son.
Celebrating a birthday today, 24 years old, Kodak Black. Are you going to have a good time tonight, Kodak?
I hope so.
All right. Happy birthday.
I bet he will. Kodak, would he just get out of jail a couple months
happy
ago?
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Who else? Shia LaBeouf. I don't even know how to pronounce that guy's name. He's so annoying.
Even Stevens.
Is that the show? I knew we did that segment. Yeah. I knew I couldn't figure out what the segment was. Shia LaBeouf.
That's blackmailing Shia LaBeouf.
35 years old. Jose Reyes.
Whatever.
Is he getting blackmailed?
Yeah,
or
blackballed?
I don't know.
Man, I like him.
Jose Reyes, 38 years old, former Marlin. Joe Montana.
65. Whew. 65. That's right. Old. There we go.
Haven't had that in a while. Gonna do it for us. Check in with Solana, just see if anything's going on there. Anything going on?
Shia LaBeouf, iconic. I was waiting.
He didn't walk away from that mic.
Nah, he's been waiting.
And I got the door closed too, baby. So
bro, use your claw. Use the claw thing.
Did you call your dad again?
Yeah.
How frustrating was it to have your mic off when I was talking about Shia LaBeouf?
Nah, whatever. I mean, I was going to text you anyways about it, but it was a little frustrating.
I'm done with him. Cut him off. All right. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. And thank you, Vince Beagle, for joining us. Lee Sterling gave you his picks earlier. He said, this is from Lee Sterling, Sixers laying the points tonight, Denver laying the points tonight. He also likes the Braves against the Marlins, Braves at +105. He likes the Giants, Nationals, under tonight, under 7.5 runs. And tomorrow, UFC 263, he likes Drew Dober over Brad Riddell at -145. And all that stuff is on the Odyssey app. If you haven't downloaded the Odyssey app and you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please, we're begging you to do so. And if you have downloaded the Odyssey app and you don't yet subscribe to our podcast, we're begging you to do so. Just hit the subscribe button. We'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great and safe weekend, and we will speak with you el lunes.
I can throw this football over the mountains.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. Need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. Need.
Oh, no!
The Ticket is partnering with the CBS 4 Storm Team to provide hurricane coverage this season. If a storm is coming, we'll have the latest. Hurricane coverage on The Ticket is sponsored by Prestige Windows and Doors, offering CGI impact-resistant products with Walgreens 100% financing. Call today, 866-466-5094. And remember...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.